We're beginning here on the middle of Samach Chenam and Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nida shebadka atzma yom shvi'i, shacharit. A woman who had a sighting of dam, and we know that once she has a sighting of dam in a Torah, she's tmeah for 7 days. On the 7th day in the morning, she checks to see if she's still having sightings of damim, umatza'ah tehora, and she finds herself to be tehora, that she's no longer having any sighting of dam. Ubenash mashot lohi frisha. When it comes to later in that day, benash mashot, she does not check herself to make sure that she has had a complete cessation of the flow of damim. And then achar yamim, after a couple of days, badka, she checks herself again, umatza'ah tmeah, and she finds herself now tmeah, she sees that she's seeing damim. Harhi bechazkat tehora. She's classified as being bechazaka of the Torah because when she checked in the morning of the 7th, she wasn't seeing damim anymore. So we're going to assume that that check was sufficient to say that she was Torah until she finds otherwise. When she finds otherwise is when she checks during her Yemei Ziva and finds that there's damim coming out. At that point in time, she sees that she is Tmeah. And from that point forward, we will say that she's Tmeah. Badka atzma biyom shvi'i shacharit umatza Tmeah. On the other hand, if she checks in the morning of the 7th, and finds that she's still having sightings of damim. Ubenash mashot lo frisha, and she doesn't check again at the end of the 7th day. Ulachazman badka matza Torah. And then after a while, during her Yemei Ziva, she checks and finds that she's no longer having sightings of damim. Harzu b'cheskat tmeah. She still has a cheskat tmeah because she never reached a point where we knew that there was a cessation of the damim, and therefore we can't classify her as being tohor at any point in time. Now this is going back on the reisha, which is that woman who, in the first case, checked on the 7th day and put herself to be bechazkat tara, and then later on during Yemei Ziva checks and finds herself to be tmeah, that woman, when she finds herself to be tmeah, she is tmeah me'eit le'eit, 24 hours retroactively, or mepkida lepkida, or the last check, meaning whichever is the smaller of those two amounts, that we shall be tmeah retroactively with regards to taharot. V'im yesh la veset, if she has a fixed cycle, dayashata, then, whenever she has that signing, that's when she becomes Tumea. There is no retroactive Tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ko shlo yifrisha b'tara min amincho l'mala harizu b'chazkat Tumea. Unless she does the check in the latter half of the 7th day, from the mincho time and onward on the 7th day, she doesn't have that classification of being Torah. Even if she checks earlier, we'll assume that she saw damim after that. And so she cannot classify herself or bring herself to the point of chazkat tara, except if she does the check late on the 7th day. Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, afilu b'shnayim l'nidata, even if she checks badka umatza Torah on the 2nd day of her days of nida, and finds herself not to have any more damim, ubenash mashot lo hifrisha, and when it came to benash mashot on the 7th day, when she's going to go to the mikvah that night, she didn't check again. Ulachazman badka umatza tmeah. And then sometime during Yemei Ziva, she checks and finds that she is having a flow of damim. Harzu b'chazkat Torah. She has a din of Torah. So basically what we have here is a three-way machloket in the Mishnah. We have the position of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, which are on the extremes. Rabbi Yehuda says, unless she checks late on the 7th day, there is no Chazkat Tara. Chachamim say, any time after she has her sighting of Damim, as long as she checks, after that point in time, she's considered to be Tehora or Bechazkat Tara, unless we have evidence to the contrary. In between, we have the Tanakama. Tanakama says that you can check on the 7th day in the morning. It doesn't have to be like Rabbi Yehuda all the way in the afternoon or the evening, but you can check in the morning, but not like the Chachamim, which is all the way back in the beginning of Nida. It has to be on the 7th day that she checks in order to establish that she has a Chazkat Tara. So Itmar, Rav Amar Zava Vadai. Rav says that she is a Vadai Zava, and Levi says that she's a Zava Safik. This is a machlok between Rav and Levi, and the Gemara wants to know, hi, where is their machlok at the back? On what is this referencing in our Mishnah? Ilema Reisha, if it's talking about the first case in our Mishnah, the first case, we said that when she checked in the morning of the 7th, and then finds damim later on, she was b'chezka tara. She was b'chezka tara. Why are you arguing about whether she's a vadai zava or a safek zava? She's not a zava at all. Ela seifa. Well, we're talking about the next case in the Mishnah. So bishlama safek zava amrinan. Okay, I can understand that she's a safek zava. She had never got herself to the point where she was b'chezka tara, but now she checks and finds that she doesn't have any damim. So how do we know when the dam stopped? So how can you be certain that this woman is a Zava? Maybe she's not a Zava. Ela Zava Dai, Nami, Hari Badka Umatza Torah. How can you call her a Zava Vadai when now she checks and she doesn't have any flow of Damim? Ela Ki Itmar de Rav Levi Shmaita Bape Nafsha Itmar. Rav and Levi's arguments independent of the Mishnah. It's not a reference to the Mishnah, but on another case, which is Nida Shabadka Tzma Bayom Shvi Shacharit. Case where Nida checked herself in the morning of the 7th day, Umatza Tmeah. and she found herself to be out. And then again, at the night of the seventh, she does not check. After some time, she checks and finds herself tmeya. Rav Amar Zava Vadai. In that case, she is a Vadai Zava. Levi Amar Zava Safek. And Levi says that she is a Zava Misafek. Rav Amar Zava Vadai. Kevin Demikar Nibsei Tmeya. Vachshav Nibsei Tmeya. Since in both checks, she found herself to have Damim and to have still have sightings of Damim. So therefore, we assume that whatever happened between was the same. The status has never changed. She had a Cheska Tuma, now again a Cheska Tuma. She remains a Bechazka Tuma, and she has a classification of a Zava Vadai. Levi Amar Safek Zava. Imar Paska Benu Bey. How do you know that the flow was consistent throughout the time period? We know that she had a sighting on that seventh day in the morning. We know that she had a sighting now when she checks. We have no idea what happened in between, and therefore, she has a din of a Safek Zava. V'chein Tana Levi v'matanita. We have a similar formulation of Levi's position in a Braita. Achar Yamim Ben Badka Umatza Torah Ben Badka Umatza Tmeah. After she had checked herself on the seventh day and found herself to be Tmeah, then after some time she checks whether she finds herself Tmeah or Tehorah, Herzu Safek Zava. That's classified as a Safek Zava. Exactly what Levi says over here, that you can't bring any evidence from the fact that you have the bookends, that you know, on the seventh day she was sighting, and now she's sighting. We have no evidence as to what transpired in between those periods of time. Umetama Me'et Le'et said in the Mishnah that in that case where she finds herself to be Torah on the seventh day, in the morning, and then has a sighting later on when she checks that she is mitama l'mafreya, retroactively the lesser of me'it leitum pekida. Le'matav yituyufta de rova. This should be a problem for rova. Doma rova. We said that the Yemei Ziva, the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, have a cheskat tara. Rova explained, what does that mean, they have a cheskat tara? Lomar she'ena isha mitama me'it leit b'toch Yemei Zivata. To tell you that since she is considered to be misleket damim, when she has a sighting during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, we don't say retroactively that she's tmeya. And our Mishnah is saying explicitly that it is. When Rava made that statement back on Daf Lamed Tet, we already asked the question on Rava. We didn't have any answer. So why are you asking over here? Let's say this is an additional problem with Rava Shita. So Gemara says, no, Rava can answer this problem. When it says here, mitama le'et le'et, it's not going back on the ratio of this Mishnah, it's going back to the beginning of the parak. In the beginning of the parak, the case in the Mishnah was, ra'atav odab beit avia. She had a sighting of damim, she became nida while she was still living with her father's house, and then afterwards she gets married. So we said from there that Beit Hillel believes that when she gets married for the dam tulim, she gets that night and no more. So now, kevin de mafsik lehu yamim teorim, ketchila nida damyo, lo tetameh me'et le'et. Maybe we should think that because of the intervening days, she saw that she was an Ida, now she's Torah. Now she has a sighting of Dam Betulim in days that she otherwise should have been Torah. So since in this case, she saw the Dam Betulim in between that was Dam Tahor, I would think now when she comes to become an Ida again, that should be a start as if she's Mesuleket Damim. The answer is no, that we don't look at it that way, and she's classified as having previously seen Damim, and if she sees now, she will be Mitamel 8-8. Im Yesh La Veset, if she has a fixed cycle. Name it Abit Yuv to the Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel. Damar of Huna Barachi Amar Shmuel, in that same Gemara about why are the 11 days Bimei Ziva Bechezka Tara, what does that mean? They said, Lomar Sheni Shakovada Vesed Bimei Zivata. You can't set a cycle during the Bimei Ziva. Since they have a din of Musuleket Damim, you can't set up a cycle. Over here, it's saying that this woman has a Vesed Kavua, and she's having a sighting of Damim during her Bimei Ziva. So how could that be? Damar of Huna Barachi Kiyaminan Ein Ishakovada Vesed Bimei Zivata. When I said that, I said it lekula, to say delo bayit lata zimile me'akar, that she doesn't need three times to undermine it. If she sets three times she has a sighting during Yemei Ziva, then we consider it to be misleket damim, and she does not have to have three subsequent sightings at a different time to undermine it, because it's not classified as cycle. De amrina and damim misulakin, because we say that she's a time period when she's Torah, and she's not expected to see damim. Therefore, whatever she sees now is considered to be an aberration and not a setting of a cycle. And from the same principle of saying that she's a Mesuleket Damim, you'll come to the same conclusion, which is that she will be Dayashata. You won't need it retroactively. So what Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel says is, I classify this woman as to be Mesuleket Damim during the Yemei Ziva. That has ramifications in two areas. One is in terms of Veset. She can't set her Veset because we always consider it an aberration. So she'll never have to undermine whatever cycle she sets up during that period of time, because everything's classified as an aberration. In addition, if she has a sighting during that time, she'll be Dayashata. She won't have to think about retroactive Tumah because she's classified as Mesuleket Damim. So the two are not mutually exclusive. They both derive from the same din, and therefore what the Mishnah says here is not against my position. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tanya, Amru lo the Rabbi Yehuda, Il male yadeh munuchot beinah kol ben ashmashot yofeh ata Omer. I would understand you, Rabbi Yehuda. You're worried about the fact that if she checks early on the seventh day, after she checked, maybe she saw damim. So why don't we say the same thing in your position? If she checks in the afternoon or late in the day, as soon as she stops checking, maybe she saw damim. I would understand your position, Rabbi Yehuda, if you said she had to check kol ben ashmashot, that she checked the entire time until it was nightfall, because then we're sure that she never had damim or sighting of damim before the end of the day. So if you, who say that when she does the check, after she's checked, we assume that maybe she saw again, what's the difference between whether she did a check on the day of the 7th, or the afternoon of the 7th, and then stopped? We'll assume that maybe she saw damim afterwards, or she did on the first day of her 7 days of Yemei Nida. She found herself tara. We'll assume that maybe she saw damim afterwards. So your assumption undermines the other positions, but also is undermining your own position. So Gemara says, "Rishon mi'ika laman damar." Is there anybody who says that if you checked on the first day and you found yourself tara, that you don't have to worry anymore and you have bechezka tara? In our Mishnah, we saw the most extreme position was the Rabbanan, who said that on day two you can do that, but nobody said it for day one. The Gemara says, "In we do have that v'tanyo." We have a braita. Amar Rabbi Shalti Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Shayu Machokim Bederech. I was accompanying them. They were walking. Nida Shabadkatzma Yom Zayin Shacharit. A woman who checks herself in the morning of the seventh day. Umatza Teora. And she finds herself to be Torah. Uben Ashmashot Lo Yifrisha. She doesn't check again. Ben Ashmashot. Ularcha Yamin Badka Umatza Tmeya. And after some time, she checks and finds herself Tmeya. Mau. What's the din? Amar Lo Harizu Bechazkat Tara. She has a din of Chazkat Tara. That bedika that she did on the morning of the seventh is sufficient. That is similar to the position of the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. But then he continues to ask, Shishi, Chamishi, Revish, Lishi, Sheni, Mai. If she did this check on the morning of the sixth day, fifth day, fourth day, third day, and second day, what's the din? Amalei, Loshna. Makes no difference. That's like the position of the Chachamim. That all the way back to day two, if she does a check, finds herself Torah, then she has a Cheskat Tara. Priyishon lo sha'alti. And I didn't ask them about the first day. Vitaiti shelo sha'alti. And it was a mistake that I didn't ask them about the first day. Ata kulu la bechezkat tumah kaimen. These days of Yemei Nida have a chezkat tumah until she checks. Became the pasak pasak when she checks and finds that she's no longer having a sighting of damim. We classify her bechezkat tara. Rishonami, first day is no different than the other 6 days. Came into pasak pasak. If she finds herself not having any flow anymore, then she has a chezkat tara. Umikara my sabar. What did Rabbi think originally where he didn't ask about the first day? Says hol bechuskak mayan patuach. Because she has a chazokah that she's having a flow, that her mayan is patuach, and therefore we assume that day one would be out of the picture no matter what. The answer is no, that even day one is included. So based on this, now we have a fourth opinion as to when you can do the check. We have the Tana Kamar and the Mishnah's morning of the seventh. We have Rabbi Yehuda who says that it has to be min ha-mincha on the mala on the seventh. We have the Rabbanan of our Mishnah that say from day two and onward. And now we have Rabbi saying even from day one, based on this Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, that even from day one, if she does a check, she has chezkat tara. Hazav v'azava shebatku atzman b'yom rishon umatzu tahor. The Hazav and Zava were now beginning their count for the Shiva Nikim. They checked themselves on the first day, u'b'yom ha'shvi, and then they checked themselves again on the seventh day, umatzu tahor. They find themselves tahor, both on day one and day seven. V'shar yamin b'ntime lo batku. They didn't check. In the interim days, they didn't do any checking. Rabbi Elazar Omer, arim b'chezkat tara. The bookends are tahorim. Then we assume that everything in between was tahor. And these will count towards the Shiva Nikim. Rabbi Shua Meir, Ein Lahem Ela Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi Bilvad. Rabbi Shua says they get day one and day seven. That's what they checked. So that's what they get. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Lahem Ela Yom Zayin Bilvad. Rabbi Akiva says they only get day seven. Tanya, Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Shua, Devercha Tamoneh B'Siwagim. According to your reasoning, you're counting not in a straight count of Shivanikim, but you're doing on and off days. Torah Amra, and the Torah says, Kartid Har Achar Achar Lukulan. You can't have any tumah that interrupts them. So what Rabbi Eliezer is saying to Rabbi Yeshua is, Mimonov Shach, your position is difficult, because you're saying that you count day one and day seven. Why don't you count intervening days? Well, if you're choshesh that there was tumah during those intervening days, then day one is out of the picture, because that undermines day one, and only day seven should be there like Rabbi Akiva. If you say, well, there is no tumah in between, then you should be like me and say that all 7 days are a bit tara. So how do you reconcile your position, because you have a stira in your position? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Vata, Iyata Mode Bezav Shira Keri. Don't you agree with me that if a Zav who's counting a Shiva Nikim has a seminal omission during the Shiva Nikim, ubenazir, and a nazir who, if he has tumata meit, has to restart his count of nazirut. Shalach sechakot praot, he went under leaves of the trees or under extensions or protrusions out of the wall. Shumanoy besirugim, that we suspend the count and then we continue afterwards. And in the case of a nazir, it says vayomim arishim yiplu. When it comes to tumata meit, if the nazir is really tamei, then he would undermine his nazirut and he'd have to start over again. Yeah, we're saying here that if he has this safek tuma, this sechakot parot, which you saw early in the Masechta where Rashi and Tosfot discuss what the problem is, there's a safek tuma here, and the Rabbanim made you tamei meit mi safek. The question of what the safek is, whether the safek is where these are proper olim, or is the safek here that it's tuma b'rishut harabim, it's therefore the safek should be tahor. Nevertheless, the chachamim goes there tuma tameit in these cases. So here we have a tuma tameit mi derabanan. And we say that it only suspends his counting of Nizirut, it doesn't undermine it. How long it suspends it for? Rashi says here for one day, which is difficult to understand. The other Rishonim say for 7 days, while he becomes Tahor, and then they start the count again. So he's counting Besirugim, even though there's an interruption of Tumah in between. And the same is true by Shechvat Zera. We saw that early in the Masechta. A person has a seminal omission during a Shiva Nikim, it's Oker one day. He loses that day, and then he continues the Shiva Nikim afterwards. So you see here that you do have this ability to have tuma in the middle and count on both ends. So Rabbi Lezer responds to him and says, wait, fish lama hotam letama ba amar rachmona, sheno suteret, elo yoma. We have a gzeret akadu by Shechvat Zera that says letama ba. You only cause a problem for as much as you are tamei. So Shechvat Zera only causes tuma for one day, therefore it's only okay 1 day. So that's a gzeret akadu. V'imishum ichlufei zav and balkeri. Now what are you worried about? Maybe people confuse zav and balkeri. Lo michlef, people don't mix up. Zav and Belkeri are two different issues, two different dinim, and therefore people won't get mixed up. So that's why they said fine. Nazir sheilech agabi sechakot praot, nami midoraita oel ma'alya beinon. Mina Torah, you need to have tumata meit midoraita under a proper ohel, which these aren't. Rabbanu de gozer. The Rabbanu were gozer. Rabbanu midoraita lo michlef. And since this is a din de Rabbanu, we're not going to confuse this with a din doraita. Aval hoch in our case, icha shinon dilma chazai besafek. If you are choshesh that maybe they saw here, it will get mixed up bevadai. Over here, there's no dispensation for just suspending 1 day. If she really had a sighting of damim, it's okay, anything she counted on until that point. And if you're saying that you're worried about the fact that she saw me safek, then you should say that people confuse that with vadai. If you say, oh, fine, no problem, because it's a fake, we're going to suspend it, and you can count 1 and 7, people are going to have to say, even if they had a sighting of damim in between, they're going to say we'll count day 1 and 7, when that's not true. So over here, there's a reason to be gozer, that it's okay, and you should be like Rabbi Akiva's din. Satani, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shinar, Amrei, Nirin, Divir, Rabbi Eliezer, Midivir, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer's position makes more sense than Rabbi Yeshua's position. Midivir, Rabbi Akiva, Midivir, Kulan. And yeah, Divir, Rabbi Akiva's position makes the most sense, because there you are choshesh for the tuma, and you only count the 7th day. Aval alocha ki Rabbi Eliezer. The alocha is like Rabbi Eliezer. As Tosfos points out, this is one of the 4 paces that we do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. You checked on the 1st day and the 7th day, that's sufficient to create the Shiva Nikiyim. Rav Soloveitchik many times spoke about this issue of counting, that when it comes to counting, one needs to have a check on the 1st day, because if you don't have a check on the 1st day, you can't begin to count your Shiva Nikiyim. So if you start checking on the 7th day or the 3rd day, you can never create the Shiva Nikiyim because you don't start to count. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer over here demands that you check on the 1st day and the 7th day. On the 1st day to begin the count, on the 7th day to establish that the 7th day is bitara. But that demand is that you start the count somehow. And based on that, he explained by Sfirat Omer the same thing, that if you miss the 1st day of the Sfirat Omer, there's some of the Gaonim believe that you can't count anymore. But if you miss a day in the middle, you could continue counting with a bracha. So what's the difference between missing the 1st day and other days? Rav Soloveitchik said it's the same thing as here. If you started the count, you said day 1, then every other day after that can be referenced to day 1. But if you never have a reference of day 1, then every day after that can't be a counting. How can you count down day 2 if you never had day 1? Now, if you can count day 7 if you had day 1, because you can reference back to day 1. And based on that, he explains this unusual position of the Gaonim, that if you miss day 1, you can't continue counting with a bracha, but if you miss any other day during the Sfira, you can count with a bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here.